Thank you everyone for joining us. Looks like we still have some stragglers coming through. Ariane is gonna go ahead and kick it off, and then Bob Smith will begin the presentation. I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing my screen real quick.
Okay, June, are we good to go? Recording? All right.
Yeah, we sure are. Sorry, I was on mute. Okay.
Great. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ariane Olish. I'm the director of Vantage Ventures. Vantage was launched actually in October last year, so we are coming up on our one-year anniversary. And Vantage was created to help grow and scale startup companies at WVU, but also across the state of West Virginia. Today, we're going to be hearing a representative from the Navy Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer Program. So Bob Smith is our presenter today. I'll tell you a little bit about him in just a minute. But the purpose of these webinars is to really help inform you as to what these programs are, how they can be utilized with your research program, what the benefit of them are, and then also just to kind of familiarize yourself with some of the resources we have at WVU. At the end, we will have time for kind of question and answers. I'll be moderating the chat session, so if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and stick your questions in the chat. I'll go ahead and read them aloud to everyone, and then Bob can answer them, or if there's something that I can answer, I'll go ahead and answer that as well. We are running this as part of a series, so we have two more left this semester. We will also hopefully be doing additional ones next semester as well. So please be on the lookout for additional emails on that. I will just do a quick, very quick plug here that June Anderson, who has been with us for a while now, is unfortunately tomorrow is her last day, and we are very sad to see her go. She has been an incredible asset to all of us here and has just done a phenomenal job with this program and so many others. So we're so thankful, June. You will be very sorely missed and truly irreplaceable. But in the future, if you see emails that you have been seeing come from June, come from a different email, it'll probably either be my email address or one related to Vantage. So just to kind of put that out there. So June, seriously, thank you for all of your hard work. We really will miss you.
Thank you.
So kind of, again, just to kind of familiarize you all with the SBIR and STTR program, if you're not familiar with it, but these grants really represent America's largest seed fund. So there's around $3 billion in funding through these programs, which really represents quite an incredible opportunity for startup companies. The nicest things about receiving this type of grant funding for your startup company is that it's what we consider non-dilutive capital, which means it doesn't have to be repaid. There's no ownership stake that gets kind of taken as part of this money when it goes into your company. So there's, for a number of reasons, these are really advantageous for startup companies to be awarded. So without too much delay here, just to kind of briefly introduce you to today's speaker, this is Bob Smith. Bob is the director of the Navy's SBIR and STTR special programs. He manages numerous activities that are designed to assist small businesses in getting their technologies fully developed, tested, and inserted into products and services used by our naval warfighters. He also, I read here on his bio that he was spent 22 years as a Marine helicopter pilot. So that is quite an accomplishment, Bob. That is wonderful. So again, we're so appreciative of Bob taking the time to chat with us today. Again, if you have questions, go ahead and stick them in the chat. And without any further ado, Bob, I will let you take it from here.
Okay, now that we're off mute, that's going to work great. As they get the slides ready to go up, thanks for having me. If it was any other normal year, I probably would have spent the night up there and spent the afternoon up at Forks of Cheat Winery enjoying the sunset with a glass of wine. But that's not to be for a while, is it? Welcome to the new fiscal year.
maybe next year.
Hopefully next year. President just signed the continuing resolution, so the government will continue to operate through the 21st of December. As a side note, just understand that the Department of Defense SBIR program won't get a penny of that. There's a little comptroller nuance that we only get an assessment of the appropriated budget, and we don't have that yet. So, but not to worry, we know how to manage through that and make it work. Third is, if for some reason your question doesn't get answered today, that's robert.lsmith6@navy.mil. The L is incredibly important because there's just a few of us Robert Smiths out there, as noted by the 6 at the end of my name. If you get the first part right, robert.l.smith, and you don't put the 6, you're most likely talking to a lawyer in a different command. Your call is which way you want to go. Next slide. So here's the big picture. Let's get up to maybe 200,000 to 300,000 feet in the air and see what is the SBIR program. This is fairly, actually it is common throughout the program. There will be a need. You'll see those needs in the Department of Defense as a topic that comes out in a broad agency announcement. Okay. We receive your proposals as you address our needs. We make evaluations. We're going to spend some time going into what is involved in the evaluation. But let's back up. You heard that you have local resources that can help you get into the program, that can help you write your proposal, can help you review your proposal to make it stronger. Almost all of those resources are free. Okay? I would tell you, if you're first starting off, when you hear from folks going, hey, for just a little bit of money, I can help you out. Don't open your checkbook just yet. Try those local free resources who are there to help you do that. Evaluations come in, they get evaluated, and selections are made. That's as simple as it gets. I wish it was that easy. Okay. Next slide. You heard him mention $3 billion, actually approaching $4 billion within the federal government. So here we are, the overall agencies that participate, the organizations with the Department of Defense that participate. You see my contemporaries in the Army and the Air Force right there, and the what we like to call the Fourth Estate, the other defense agencies that participate in the SBIR program. If you look a little further down, you see the 8 little boxes underneath that. Those are 8 separate acquisition commands within the Navy that participated in the program. Each one of those brothers and sisters does it slightly different just to give me more gray hair. Okay, so it's important that you understand the differences and why they're there. It's important to read the instructions when you do it because there's a method to our madness. And you will go mad with the SBIR program. But I'll also say it's once you can get through that door, there's over 3 billion opportunities for you. Next slide. Once again, well, let's take it down to the 20,000 foot level. What's in the SBIR program? You have essentially 3 phases, phase 1, 2, and 3. Phase 1 is when we're going to work on that proof of feasibility. I'm sorry, your concept for proof of feasibility. You saw what my problem was in my topic. You believe you have the technical solution to that problem, and you lay it how you would get perform that effort. So it's not the actual prototype, it's the proof of feasibility how we go forward. If we like that approach, we're going to go to phase 2, where you will build a prototype of that tech solution. We'll start talking about integrating it into the system that's going to go onto a platform that's going to be part of the warfighting capability within the Navy. In phase 3, the holy grail of SBIR, Congress's intent is that your technology gets commercialized. In the Navy, we measure that by transitions. We measure that by someone else spending money on that effort. Those are phase 3 dollars. You see down at the bottom the number of topics in a given year, the number of proposals we get in, and the number of awards. Can you please do the math there between 450 awards and 2,200 proposals as to what your opportunity for selection will be, about 13 or so. Phase 1 then goes to phase 2. Next slide. If I'm going too fast, please kind of raise your hand or ask the question. We'll go from there. People come to me all the time and go, what's the Navy need? And then I give them a great answer. the perfect answer. Everything. And then they get to judgment. But we really do need dang near everything. If there's a technical challenge out there and we're a technical force, there's something to progress the state of that technology, that system, its performance, cost schedule, the rest of it. Before you say, I don't see application to the Navy, remember, we're one of those folks that have floating cities with 5,000 people on board. We're the folks that have aircraft just like the Air Force and the Army. And a pair of boots tend to fit just about the same way for an Army soldier as they do as a Marine on the ground. Okay. So please look at our solicitations and see where your technology or what you like working on might be adapted to solve my problems. Next slide. A little bit about us. People always get upset when I don't have a first name basis for all 348,000 people in the Navy, or have all tens of thousands engineers and scientists on my Rolodex. But we do know how to start connecting you with the organizations, and little by little we'll get you to that person, hopefully. So here we go. Who can participate? A U.S. small business, as defined by the SBA. Essentially, your companies here in the United States, you have less than 500 employees. Okay. We have specific phase one instructions that are in the DOD, Department of Defense Broad Agency Announcement. Okay. And you can see the elements that are in there. Please read those instructions. You know, by the way, the Navy's instructions are different than the Air Force's instructions and the Army's instructions. Remember I talked about how we're going to drive you crazy? Because it's going to fit what I need and how we do things in the Navy. Okay. We talk about topics being narrow. I, the engineer, know specifically where my problem is. I'm kind of busy. I would really like you to solve that problem. I need the electricity to go just a little bit faster. I need this to weigh a little bit less. So broader topics. We're interested in machine learning as it relates to systems on a carrier. That's about as broad as you can get, okay? And somewhere in between. So look at them, see, and remember, when you sit in a proposal, is I need you to answer the technical challenge, okay? So make sure you got a matchup to what we want. We talked about evaluation, selection. We do it in 4 months. We are moving faster, which is going to require you to move faster, okay? Here we go, a phase one normally will be a $240,000 award with the base of 140 and the option of 100,000, okay? And not to exceed 6 months each, 12 months worth of work, okay? Next slide. We talked about how do you participate? I can't stress it enough, plan. Prepare and participate. Determine your eligibility. Research our topics. We're going to get into the DOD site for that. The BAAs are quite lengthy and extensive. And please, somebody in organization needs to read those. Granted, the first time around, it's going to be very painful. It gets easier over time because the BAAs don't change that much. Our rules are pretty standard. It's usually delves in the detail related to individual topics and how we're handling those topics. To keep it at a 4 month, 6 month period performance, well, we want an answer really quick and we're only going to give you 3 months. You need to look at those things because when you put in the proposal, and if I fund you, you're expected to deliver. Okay. Templates are there. You'll find them on our website. You can start looking at how you would fill in your proposal right now and the steps behind it. If you're not an accountant, you can struggle through or find someone that knows how to do that a little easier. Depends on how much you all like Excel and understand indirect, direct costs and what's chargeable, billable, not. If that makes your head hurt, it should. Okay, next slide. We talked about the broad agency announcements, the BAAs. We have a recurring drumbeat of when those go out. There are three in a fiscal year. We're just closed the, we're going to close the 20.3 on the 22nd of October. You can go to the DOD website, you actually can go to the Navy website and look at our topics right now that we're looking for proposals. And we'll make selections late this fall. Okay, right there are the focus areas. The 21.1/A. Connotes an SBIR, right, agency announcement. The A connotes an STTR, solicitation. Okay, so first things on the 21.1, you see this thing called the pre-release. And the period of time between pre-release and the open period of 6 January. That is the period where I am allowed, as the technical point of contact, to have a conversation with you and only you. So if any of you would say, I don't think there's any value in talking to the customer, I don't think there's any value in making sure what I think I read is what they thought they wrote. When this is all said and done, and you don't get selected, and I ask you, did you use the pre-release period? And you say, no, my sympathy meter for your non-selection has gone to negative 10. Use that time to talk to our folks, to understand what they're really trying to get to. It will strengthen your proposal immensely. The 20.3 had very few topics. We have three solicitations a year, starting with .1 and finishing with .3. Okay, those follow the sort of the fiscal calendar of the federal government. So the 21.1 will have something on the order of 120 topics just from the Navy. In the Department of the Navy, I'm sorry, because the Marines will get very upset with me, because the Department of the Navy is both Navy and the Marine Corps. So now I'm off the hook for that. But look at those. You'll see those are going to be related to NDS, which is National Defense Strategy. What does the big DOD want? Along with this, what does DON? And DON is not a guy. It's Department of Navy. Yes, we will drown you in acronyms if we get a chance. Okay. And we're looking for innovative solutions. We're taking a risk. This is research. Okay. Next slide. So what's a successful phase one? Well, first off, you've got to get the proposal that I like and we find, okay? It's normally about 1 out of 15, kind of goes up. So what's going to bring you to the top is a good proposal, we'll get to that. But you get your phase one, and how am I going to get to phase two, where I'm going to get up to $1.6 million, okay? Moving from $240,000 to $1.6 million. Not a bad way to grow my company, okay? Did I move along and achieve the milestones I had in my proposal? Did I prove the feasibility and likelihood of that approach actually working? Okay. Or did I at least identify how it should work, and if it doesn't, the mitigation to overcome challenges, because I've anticipated there may be challenges in doing research. If there weren't challenges, it wouldn't be the SBIR program. It would just be a pure procurement contract. Next slide. Okay, phase one and phase two, who evaluates? The government evaluates your proposal. Normally 2 to 3 people, one of the folks on that will be the technical point of contact that wrote that topic, okay? The evaluation criteria, technical merit of your approach, okay? These are subject matter experts that understand the state of play within your technology. It's not gonna be me, trust me. It's not gonna be me doing a technical evaluation. That's going to drive the preponderance of the evaluation. You notice it's technical merit followed by personnel, people on your team, and commercialization potential. What happens if it works? Where's it going to go? I can give you a little hint. Your commercialization plan should talk about how it's going to benefit the Navy, not how it's going to benefit America. We love to see it commercialized, but we're spending valuable Navy dollars on Navy challenges that we need you to take care of. Success rate is usually 30-50% for the phase one, phase two. And we want you to succeed. That's why we're going to pick you. Next slide. Same thing there. I won't spend much more time. I will spend some time. The key to a phase one to phase two transition is communication with your technical point of contact. Checking in, letting them know how you're doing. Bad news doesn't get better with time. This is research. Maybe we need to take a different approach. It's a lot easier to adapt what we're going to do and agree on what we're going to change early on in the process. So please make sure you communicate with your technical point of contact. Next slide. Types of phase twos. So from phase one, what you get the initial phase two is we like your work. We want to continue pursuing that technical approach. Let's get to a prototype, right? Okay. A sequential is SBI allows me, the Navy, or any other agency service, to have two phase three twos per phase one topic. And it's research, and it might be very difficult research. So maybe I didn't solve all of the problems in that initial phase two. I need to do a little more work. Another $1.6 million. Okay, that's a sequential phase two. A subsequent phase two, just to confuse you, is let's say the potential for solution comes from some work the Air Force was working on, and you were solving a problem on one of their aircraft that can be applied to the Navy's problem. So we'll work to see if the Air Force will let us use that vaunted second phase two on a Navy effort, and that would do that. But let's say the Air Force doesn't want to give up their phase two because it's cross-agency. Essentially, you need three phase twos. Next slide. Phase three, the holy grail of the SBIR program. Why does Congress like this? Why have we been around since 1982? Because this program helps create America's newest companies. Okay. It's non-SBIR dollars. We've made enough progression that someone else is ready to spend some of their money on that. Be it federal dollars or industry dollars, okay? Key phrase when it comes to SBIR, derives, extends, or complete phase one or phase two work. Because I, the government, are allowed to give you a sole source contract because you've already accomplished the competition requirement for that award. By winning your phase one, you've gone through the competition process. Congress has allowed me to give you a sole source award. Where does that factor into a program manager? Cost, schedule, performance. Okay. Performance. You've proven you've got the solution. You've proven that you're agile and can move quickly. You're normally going to be a lot cheaper than, say, a prime because you don't have the overhead to go with it. Okay. And because I can do the sole source, I've saved at least 12 months in the contracting process going directly with you. Okay. Kind of neat. We can co-mix money on a contract, but if I use SBIR dollars, even though, let's say, I got $6 million from the program office for accounting purposes, tracking things is still considered a phase two. Please visit our website at NavySBIR.com. First pitch for our website for the phase three guidebook, which has many of the how-tos and the authorities in one location to help you. And you'll be surprised at how many contracts officers that don't know of or understand SBIR authorities. Good point to mention, SBIR is a 3% assessment of the R&D program. I'm sorry, the extramural R&D. R&D dollars that go outside of the federal government. In the Navy, that really works out to about 1.4%. So there's a lot more money outside phase three. So those folks really don't, for the most part, the majority of folks in the Navy don't deal with the SBIR program. So they're not aware of the authorities. I've often heard many times folks talking about how they rolled up the phase three guidebook and stuck in the eye of the contracts officer, but it all worked out well. They still want. So that will help you and it helps them. Okay, next slide. Who's the end customer phase three? It's going to be the Navy for the most part. We love the fact that later on that you have a dual use and you can commercialize your technology. But right now, I, the Navy, spent my money on your technical approach to solve my technical problems. I want to get my return on investment first. And if you do great things for the nation after that, that's fantastic. iRobot. I bet one or two of you may have a Roomba in your house. They make a fantastic vacuum cleaner, right? Just scurrying all over the floor. They started as a Navy SBR company building robots for the explosive ordnance folks, okay? And then they branched out to commercialize using that technology in a different direction. Very successful company. They actually spun out their EOD division, so we don't deal directly with iRobot anymore. We deal with their subsidiary. This became its own company. The Navy topics predominantly are driven by program executive, program management, and science and technology community folks. That's why our transition rate is so much higher, and we'll get that in a minute, because before we accept topics into a solicitation, one of the questions we ask inside the Navy is, what happens if it works? So it's not just the fact that that technical point of contact likes doing nifty, interesting, exciting research. They also need technology will go in support of the Navy. And if they can't answer that question, they probably won't make it into solicitation, because I got plenty of folks that have plenty of technical challenges that do know where the solution can go. Okay. Next slide. A program that only exists in the Navy, STP, SBR, STTR Transition Program. Every phase two awardee in the Navy is invited to participate in STP. It's kind of like a graduate course on how to grow my company. Okay. So while I'm still doing that technical development, I'm also building my company. So I can, when we're done and we have a technical solution, deliver at scale. If you think about the fact from a phase one to a phase three transition is nominally a 5 to 7 year proposition on technical development, it's also the time to grow your company. So you're no longer just two people in a garage, you're 20 people in a building, or 200 people in a building in an assembly plant. You think through things you need to do. Do I team with others that can manufacture, or do I want to do it on my own? These sort of things. So when your phase two is complete and the Navy says, I really want to buy a lot of them, you don't look down at your feet and him and Han look up and say, but you don't understand. Mom doesn't sew that fast. And that's a true story for a company with a phase two. Guess who didn't become a partner with the Navy? Because if you can't deliver, you can't be a partner for me, because I need solutions normally at scale. So things we start working on are through the STP program. Next slide. Why do we like the STP? Essentially, those companies that participate, they have about a 20% higher phase three transition rate. Been around for a while. It's been pretty darn successful. Because we talk about, we, the Navy, don't get a successful transition unless we have a successful small business. We want you to succeed and we need you to succeed. Next slide. Well, proof in the pudding. Right there are phase three dollars just within the federal government. Compare it to my sister services and some of the fourth estate. Okay. Yeah, we're pretty proud of this one. Okay. It's interesting. You can also go to our website, DODS, it's too, is called the Economic Impact Study. Okay. Because for years, we've always been able to measure the number of federal dollars that gone into phase three contracts. The economic impact study approached it differently. It was done by the University of Montana. They contacted phase three companies and asked them, would you mind sharing your information on non-federal contracts? And you'll find that shows a return on 21 to 1. Because they would listen, oh yeah, you know, I really didn't have a great success with the Navy or the Air Force, but I had a fantastic relationship with whatever the latest and greatest technology was. Okay, so it really works, allows you to think beyond your initial customer to other customers and other markets. Next slide. Somehow it's going backwards. I'm sorry, just pop another forward there. There we go. What is success? I won't stay there. I'll let you go to that. If you go to our website, you'll see success stories on companies, the amount of SBIR dollars and how they transition and when they transition, so you can get a feel for when can this occur. It really can occur right after phase one. Nominally, it's going to be longer than that. Number of companies will call me up and say, guess what? I got my phase three contract and it only took 7 years. Okay. But now they're doing great things. I've got some companies that were working on interesting steam suits for submarines. We're now gainfully employed making masks in support of COVID-19. Okay. You never know where it's going to go. So look for those success stories. It's what we use when we go to Congress and explain why we consider the program important and why they think program is important. Next slide. We're going to start with some websites. So where can you help? So when you have trouble sleeping at night, the first one is NavySBIR.com. That is where the Navy's SBIR program resides, okay, with all of our information, all of our tools, all of the resources there for you. I really encourage you to look there before you send me an email asking something about the program, because it just indicates to me that you've done a little bit of the homework versus me having to point which page is that. It also talks about the open solicitations. It shows you examples of what works. Please use it. Next slide. NavySibSearch.com. People ask me, does the Navy want my technology? Can the Navy use my technology? Here's my bright and shiny, whatever you've created. My answer is, I don't have a clue. I kind of sort of do. You know, is it going to go on an airplane? Is it going to go on a ship? Is it going to go on the back of a Marine? Okay. Navy Cyber Search, you can put in keywords to see if we've ever had topics related to that since the beginning of the program. How is the progression of that technology gone? Okay. Where are we at? And you can see topics and you can see what they were looking for. And then you also get data points you can work with. You have the technical point of contact who's been working that technology trade space in their email. You can send them a line and say, how has life gone in your development of AI related to automated search algorithms? It's something I'm into also. You can just have an engineer-to-engineer discussion. You also get the point of contact for the company that won that award. And you can call that person up. How is it working with the Navy? I'll never do that again. Or, fantastic, things are going great, but we ran into a technical challenge, we couldn't go any further. Oh really, what was the technical challenge? Guess what, maybe I have the solution to your technical challenge and between the two of us, we can solve the Navy's problem. You'd be amazed at how many small businesses team with other small businesses to become a viable force to be reckoned with. Okay. So all there at NavySibSearch.com. Next slide. DoD's website, the Defense SBIR SCTR Innovation Portal. Don't you like the fact that we have nested acronyms, which are acronyms within acronyms? Okay. The DSIP. That is the one and only portal for submission of SBIR proposals. Okay. do not ever wait to the last minute to submit your proposal. There is nothing more disheartening than hearing from a company going, we spent months preparing our proposal. And on the last day of the broad agency announcement, the website went down. Here's my proposal. I can't accept it. It can only go through DISA. And there's a line in the solicitation that says, you can't blame us if the web goes down. Okay. So make sure you do all your upfront homework with your SAMS registration and the rest of it. Get your proposal in early. I like to say, you know, at a certain point, you got to stop polishing that apple, get the proposal in there, take a deep breath, go to your local winery, craft brewery, and give yourself a pat on the back for getting it done. Don't wait for the last minute to get there. I've seen it happen too many times, and it's disheartening. And follow the instructions. Next slide. Okay, SBIR.gov is the SBA's website. Lots and lots of great tutorials, information there, same thing. It's linked to all of those other broad agency announcements we talked about. So keeping track of who does what, you may not be a great customer for the Navy, but you might just be the person that the National Science Foundation was looking for, or Homeland Security. So broaden those horizons a little bit, realize there's lots of chances for different partnerships. Next slide. The five websites are there. Navy STP talks about the program, okay, and some of the do's and don'ts and some of the best practices to help you along. And I believe you can hit the next slide. Well, we're almost there. Okay, there's a great video here. It has me with my pre-COVID haircut. Okay, pretty nifty. So spend a few minutes looking at that. I think you'll enjoy it. And it hopefully will answer any of the further questions you have. Next slide.
Do you want this just to be available in the presentation when I send it out?
Absolutely, you can keep it all there. We keep working on taking this thing called the bureaucracy and making it work as quickly and as simply and as easily for both you and for us. Okay, that's why I and my team are here to make it an enjoyable experience working with the Navy. Okay, I sometimes can get jaded and cynical. It comes out in my presentation. But I've been around long enough to know the little things that will save you lots of headaches. Okay? For instance, we've learned our proposals went from 20 pages to 10. Okay? And then the complaint is, I don't know how to squeeze everything in just to 10 pages. So there you go. We're evolving. We're trying to move faster all the time within the business processes. I can't schedule the epiphany on a research project. It's probably not a good move just to put that date on a calendar. But I can move contracting quickly. I can move the selection process faster. And that's what we've been working on because we want you to be successful, to solve our problems, to help our nation be stronger. Next slide. I guess I'll go for the first question is, how would you look, what would I look for in the team? Depending on your proposal. But obviously, if you're gonna talk about nanotechnologies, I don't need two business majors as part of your team, but I probably would like to see that some qualified folks with skills in the nanotechnology community are part of your approach. If you know your product is going to be going on a platform, say the Joint Strike Fighter or the Columbia class submarine, maybe the fact that you talk to or you have connections with Lockheed Martin, maybe they're going to be your subcontractor, or Electric Boat will be a subcontractor working with you on that. That would sort of make sense. And then I can see you've actually thought through the transition to where the platform's going to go. The SMEs evaluating it will understand whether or not they believe who you proposed on that team have the technical skill sets required to make this work. A couple ways for you to contact us, like we said, the websites, you got my email, the Twitter and the LinkedIn, see what we're up to and when we're up to it. Okay. One of the things I can tell you what I'm most proud of in FY20, which just ended yesterday, was our SBIR surge, where we executed an additional about $250 million in 3 months, which was a pretty incredible feat if you consider we're all teleworking from our houses. I can't see all the questions, but if you have some, just go for it. And June, since it's such a small group, maybe if someone raises their hand, we'll just unmute them and let them ask the question to all, for all of us.
I do know Ariane was manning the chat. She was keeping track of questions through the presentation, so I'll let her do that first, and then we can open it up.
Okay. So one of the questions, can you jump the boat from an NSF SCTR phase one, and I missed the rest of the question, to a Navy SBIR phase two? Yes. Or actually, we can turn it into a Navy SBIR or STTR. So there are many times we, the Navy, we like to call it, adopt someone else's topic. Because you may have the solution we want to go forward with. We basically get into a quick email chat with that other agency or the service and going, I like their approach in phase one. Is it okay if I award them a phase two? I'd say 90% of the time they say, yes, I'm so glad that what we started is something you can use. Please take it. Or they come back and go, no, you know, they're doing really good work and we want them to continue to solve our problem. I'm going to hold on to my two phase twos. But I would love to work with you and maybe we can cost share so they can answer both our questions or challenges. So, yeah, we adopt topics all the time from other agencies.
Another question, Bob, we had here is, at the beginning of the presentation, you mentioned some free resources, and it looks like somebody was asking here, who are those free resources and where could we get started with this?
I will leave that to June, the other folks to talk to you about. There should be a PTAC near your area, Procurement Technical Assistance Center, paid for through SBA. Your local small business council can help. Depending on the state, in the cities, there are other resources. So you really have to look at what does West Virginia have for small businesses, or if you're from a different area, what does that state? I like to say there are certain areas that have very supportive ecosystems to help you move along. Some have better than others, but I would research what's out there and ask them the questions, where are those free resources? I want to say, if I remember correctly, West Virginia had a very good system of matching SBIR dollars. So if you want a phase one from an organization, the state would match it to some level to help you move along with no strings attached.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and add on to that. We are fairly well connected with our state's PTAC as well as the SBDC. Both of those groups can provide assistance for these grants. Vantage Ventures, we are also building up a resource center for these grants as well. I'll put my email address in the chat just so everyone has that. So feel free to reach out to me. I can connect you with those various resources. And then Tech Connect is another group in the state. They actually were just re-awarded for their year two. It's called the FAST grant, and that grant provides funds for those who apply for SBIRs and STTRs, and it's also the mechanism through which you can apply for those matching dollars that Bob was just mentioning. So feel free to follow up with me in an email if you have any additional questions. Another question here, Bob. Let's see. For STTR proposals, how do you find Navy-related small companies to write a proposal? Is there any matchmaking events from the Navy?
No. So first off, remember that STTR award didn't go to the research institution. That STTR award went to the small business. The only difference between an STTR and an SBIR award is, by law, an STTR has to have a research institute partner doing 30% of the work. So those small businesses are looking for that research institution that they can team with. So it's really incumbent on the small business to go forward. But remember I talked about going to Navy, SBIR, NavyCivResearch.com. You can see who's been awarded STTRs, okay? Those are probably the companies you want to reach out to and go, are you still looking for partners for your next endeavor? We're in machine learning, we're in AI, we're in advanced materials. We, the University of West Virginia, have great facilities. The federal government is not going to pay your college professor to get paid by the university of them, but maybe they can step out the door with the arrangement of the school to where a part of the day they're working on this STTR. And that's normally how it happens. The relationship is with the small business, not the research institution. But we do look to see who is that subcontractor on the STTR.
Great.
One thing I forget is you mentioned it, grants. So there are two types of SBIR awards. Grants, which are, here's the money, go do good things. We love you, come back later. And contracts, which is what we issue in DOD. In contracts, we were going to explicitly put into the contract what are the deliverables and when are they due. Okay, you're signing a contract saying, I'm going to bring that stuff. It's a contract, so we expect a product at the end.
Great, thanks. And I'll just add on to that as well. In terms of the question regarding finding small businesses, if you were asking in terms of small businesses to partner with, we have built up a repository for the state of West Virginia for all small businesses, especially ones that have either previously had contracts or are registered to be able to do work with the Department of Defense agencies. So if you're looking for a small business in a particular area because you think you have something to offer, again, feel free to email me. We'll see if there's a company within our portfolio that would align well. Next question here, what do you look for in personnel for the proposing team?
I personally don't do it, but that subject matter expert and their evaluators, or once I said their technical competence, why did you propose them on the team? What are they bringing to the table? Is one of them the expert in machine learning? Is the other the expert in artificial intelligence? But between the two of them, we have a novel approach to solving this problem. Am I proposing that one person can do $1.6 million worth of work in 12 months? May not sound reasonable. Or, did I put the right team together to approach this challenge? Okay.
Great.
I hope that helps a little bit on answering that question. But it really is, if you step back, do I have the team that can tackle this technical challenge?
Great. The next question, Bob, we have here is this a good fit for a clothing manufacturer?
A good fit for a clothing manufacturer? I like throwing this one at people. The standard inside the beltway here, federal government answered, yes, no, and maybe. So as a clothing manufacturer, you already have a product. We, the SBIR program, won't have a relationship because there's no research in you delivering the materials, the uniform, the suit. If you have a new technical approach to making that suit, yes. So when I put forward, I want a better lightweight UV protective, can withstand a nuclear blast uniform for my Marines, and you have the technical solution, we're going to want to talk. I mean, that's kind of over the top, but that really is, do I have the technical expertise or the ability to take my technical expertise, adapt it, and solve that problem? Okay. Can I put a rubberized sole for my tennis shoe inside the boot for Marine, and all of a sudden their fatigue levels go down? Or their knees don't blow out because they're carrying 150 pounds on their back.
Okay, great. Next question here. Can we apply for the development of biomarker for CVD? And I just asked for them to spell out what that acronym is, unless, Bob, you know what that is.
I don't know what it is, and I would say it depends on whether or not there's going to be a topic related to biomarkers for CVDs. We do not take unsolicited proposals from the Department of the Navy.
Okay, cardiovascular disease.
I'll get to that in just a second. So remember, we want you to answer to the topics. We don't take unsolicited proposals. Now back to CVD, cardiovascular. DOD is broken into kind of interesting when it comes to medical. So if it's a medical challenge or a medical answer that would be for something the whole of DOD would use, Army, Navy, Air Force, those SBIRs are going to be issued, their topics come from, and managed by the Defense Health Agency, DHA, which has their own website, which shows you what they've been doing in the medical community. The Navy SBIR program does very little medical-related SBIR, unless it's just Navy-specific, like something for a Navy diver, okay? So if it has applicability to the medical community as whole, it's going to be DHA and it's going to be DOD medical. Otherwise, we're normally going to leave it to Health and Human Services, and we'll wait for what the market brings and puts into a hospital before we will fully bring it into a Navy hospital. Okay.
Great. All right. Well, I don't see any other questions in the chat unless there's any last straggling ones coming in. But Bob, thank you again so much for taking the time today. Really, really appreciate it. I put both my email address as well as Bob's email address in the chat. Again, please feel free to follow up with me if you have any other questions. Like I mentioned at the beginning, we will have two more of these webinars this semester, as well as some additional ones next semester. It looks like Antonio just dropped a link in there. It looks like to the SBIR STTR program for the Navy. So thank you for sending that in. Again, Bob, thank you very much. Very much appreciated. And June, thank you for coordinating.
Yeah, and I'll be emailing all the participants the presentation and the recording of the Zoom for anyone who just wants to have it on file or to send to anyone who maybe was not able to join today.
Great. Thank you.
My pleasure, our pleasure. Thanks for having us, and thanks for pulling it all together. You know, I think we're all getting better and better at Zoom conferences, although they're not nearly as good as meeting next to the Starbucks.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.